This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Any day now, the Tennessee Supreme Court is expected to rule on the latest appeal from a company that oversaw one of the largest toxic disaster cleanups in American history, a coal ash spill in eastern Tennessee just before Christmas almost 14 years ago. Hundreds of workers say they got sick cleaning up the radioactive sludge, a byproduct of burning coal to generate power. The contractor that oversaw the cleanup is now called Jacobs Solutions, and many workers said Jacobs denied them protective equipment on site. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Ansel Clark was suffering from a blood cancer called polycythemia vera when we met at his home in 2020.
I'm not doing real well. I have real bad dizzy spells, and I stagger around a lot.
Clark was among the first workers on the scene at the Kingston Fossil Plant in 2008, when more than 5.4 million cubic yards of coal ash burst out of a holding pond belonging to the regional utility, the Tennessee Valley Authority, or TVA. Clark was a fuel truck driver and spent 5 years helping clean up the mess. He became visibly ill early on.
You get a cough, a sneeze, you get black stuff out of your nose, your eyes water, and you can't get rid of it.
The TVA hired Jacobs Engineering, now called Jacobs Solutions, to oversee the cleanup, which included dredging the coal ash from the Emory River. Clark said Jacobs didn't provide adequate safety equipment for this job and that workers were not allowed to wear their own.
They would fire you and remove you from the site for wearing dust masks. Then, after they would threaten us, then they'd tell us how safe it was. You could eat a pound of it a day.
Someone literally said those words to you?
Yes.
Clark told me those threats came from a supervisor at Jacobs, which declined to be interviewed for this story, but said in a statement that they complied with all regulatory guidelines and industry best practices during the cleanup. They also said that a significant number of plaintiffs had their medical conditions long before they started working at Kingston. Ansel Clark said he was in good health when he started working at the site, as were many of his coworkers.
47 people died that I worked with, side by side.
That was in 2020. Ansel Clark himself died last year, adding to the climbing death toll among workers. Hundreds more are sick, many, like Clark, with various forms of cancer. Coal ash, they now know, contains a slew of toxic elements.
Arsenic, selenium, lead, and others.
And radioactive elements have also been discovered at this particular spill. Avner Van Ghosh, a geochemist at Duke University, says coal ash was dangerous for cleanup workers, but can also harm communities where it's stored. His team has found evidence of groundwater contamination from coal ash at a dozen sites in the southeast.
The more we study this, we see that the impact is much wider than we previously thought.
He says coal seemed to be a cheap, available energy source.
But now we pay the price of the legacy of coal ash.
The Environmental Protection Agency didn't regulate coal ash until 2015, 7 years after the spill at Kingston. Few rules are in place to prevent another spill like Kingston's, according to Jamie Satterfield. She's an investigative journalist who's followed workers' efforts to get compensated for years.
First lawsuit was filed in 2013, and here we are in 2022, and there's still no resolution.
In 2018, a federal jury handed workers a victory by finding that Jacobs failed to exercise reasonable care to keep workers safe. A next phase, to determine if their actions made workers sick, has yet to get underway amid a barrage of appeals from Jacobs.
If they get a verdict in which a jury concludes coal ash is dangerous enough to cause these kinds of diseases, that puts every producer of coal ash on notice that they're now going to have to start telling people that it's dangerous.
Ansel Clark's widow, Janie, says those who helped in the cleanup deserve a win in court.
Ansel's passed away, but there's other workers that are all getting older, and I'm concerned that they won't be here to ever see anything happen.
At the very least, she wants people to know what happened in Kingston, because another spill could happen anywhere coal ash is stored. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.